Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Jean-Ray Knighton-Fitt is a director at U-Turn, joining me on the line now. Jean-Ray, thank you very much for joining us so early on a Thursday morning. I suppose let's start off by asking what U-Turn is and what the work it is that you do.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on the show. It's such a pleasure to be here. U-Turn works for the homeless in Cape Town. And what's particularly unique about the U-Turn model, I think, is against other organizations, is that it's an extended journey, let's say, right from the time people are on the street, that we take with them all the way until they are employed, stable, and sober, long term. So it's a very long journey we take with them, all the way from a therapeutic journey, right from the time they're on the street, working intensively with them, helping them to get employable, to get jobs, etc. So that's essentially what U-Turn does. We have service centers in different parts of the city, and then programs, therapeutic programs all the way through.
And of course, you would have identified firsthand the challenges then that the homeless people face in trying to get registered in order for them to also receive a vaccine against COVID-19, as the rest of us are doing.
Yes, absolutely. The biggie, obviously, is the lack of ID. So about 70% of people that come through our programs and to our centers don't have IDs. And most of those are not in a financial position to replace them. They get stolen, confiscated by police or security. So that is the big issue, and it's difficult to get them replaced. And, of course, it's been even more difficult now with lockdowns and government facilities being less accessible to people. The other issue, I think, for the homeless, and you see it with medical centers, etc., and it may come up, I would expect it to come up with the vaccine, is homeless people being chased away, told that they're not clean enough or they can't wash, so they're not acceptable in government medical facilities. And it's not, it depends on the facility, depends on the people, but it is a common problem that our people complain about, this, that we're not allowed in there, we're not accepted there. We're told to go and clean up, but we have nowhere to clean ourselves. So it's two things when it comes to the vaccine.
No. Have you reached out to either the provincial health department or the health services offered by the city of Cape Town? Because one way of mitigating against, I suppose, the latter part of the concern is they come to you, as opposed to homeless people coming then to the various centres where they're going to be treated in that way.
Yeah, look, the city has made efforts, and there's been a survey which we were part of or cooperated with in the last couple of weeks around how do we make the vaccine and voter registration for that matter, because that's also an ID issue coming up, more accessible to the homeless. I haven't seen that actually grow legs at this stage and move forward in practice. But, the reality is I know there are a lot of groups of people that are going to struggle with access to the vaccine. It's not only the homeless. So we appreciate that's a challenge for government at this stage, but we are involved in forums and we are communicating with the city and the relevant authorities, not just only U-Turn as an organization, but other NGOs in the sector with us. So there's a lot of talk behind the scenes of how do we make this more accessible. So I know it's still early stages of rollout, but I definitely wouldn't say we've got any kind of deliberate blockages from that side. It's just the practical, from government side, it's just the practicalities of rolling this out.
And of course, we know that the challenges extend beyond being able to access the vaccine, right? What about access to social security? Many South Africans are beneficiaries of state grants, and I imagine many of those who are homeless would qualify for such state grants. And without an identity document, you don't have access to that kind of relief.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, those that do have are able to access it, but about 70% of people don't have. So it is a problem, and I know it's an ongoing problem, and it's, for as long as I've been involved in the sector, it's been a problem. So it's not a recent issue. That when you're living on the street, your possessions, you know, are more consumables, I suppose. They come and they go, they disappear, they get removed, they get stolen. So, it's an ongoing issue.
Yeah. What's the immediate solution, do you think, Jean-Ray? Because, once again, I imagine many of the comorbidities that we highlight whenever we speak about COVID-19 are very much present in many of those who are homeless. So they do become a priority for them to be vaccinated. What's the immediate solution? What, in your opinion, is a way that we can expedite this process so that we can have homeless people issued with identity documents of sorts so that they can be registered? Or does the Department of Health need to come up with a mechanism where through its system it, I don't know, works out a different way of identifying people who don't have such documents?
I think either of those are a possibility. Maybe there's another way they might consider doing it. Obviously, the process of expediting people getting IDs is ideal. So whether that's done at centres like U-Turn, and there are many in many places across the city who would cooperate with it, I think that is an ideal solution, because, as I say, it's not just about the vaccine. It's now also about voter registration and access to, as you said, access to state grants and other support. So the ideal is, and I've been involved in that in the past as well, where Home Affairs would come in and actually make that happen faster, run a set up at a centre for the homeless, for homeless people or similar, and expedite that process. So that's an ideal scenario. As you say, the comorbidities is certainly a big issue with people on the street. Because there's so much drug use on the street, that's just a hard fact of it. And COVID is a respiratory disease, and drugs, many drugs affect the respiratory system. That's a natural consequence of that. People on the street are more at risk when it comes to COVID-19, definitely, and complications from it.
Jean-Ray, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. We'll look to follow up with either the provincial entity or the city health services tomorrow morning to find out what solutions, if any, we can certainly bring to those who are homeless and need to be vaccinated as well. Jean-Ray Knighton-Fitt is the director of the Cape Town-based organization U-Turn that works with homeless people, and a wonderful article. And do go and read it, please, by Siyabonga Gamga on the spotlight section of the Daily Maverick. It's titled "Efforts to Vaccinate Homeless Population Stonewalled by ID Red Tape."